I'm Monsignor Smith. And I'd like to reflect on the title and the notion and the understanding of the mercy of God. The mercy of God, something that we all need. Probably the most famous passage of Scripture that comes immediately to our mind is there in the Sermon on the Mount, St. Matthew's Gospel, Matthew 5:7. It says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." And sometimes when we're filled with ourselves, we think that, well, mercy is for weaklings, mercy is for crash landings, mercy is really for people who can't really kind of hack it out on their own or make their own way in the world. That's a radical misunderstanding of reality, and it's a very radical misunderstanding of ourselves. Shakespeare, in his play The Merchant of Venice, had the famous passage, "The quality of mercy is in strain. It droppeth like gentle rain from heaven." But notice what he says. "It is twice blessed. It is twice blessed. He who gives and he who receives. It is twice blessed." Shakespeare makes the point that we should make the same point. That when it comes time for judgment, I doubt very much you or I will be screaming about our rights and what God really has to give us or what we really deserve. We'll be looking for his mercy and appropriately looking for God's mercy. And if we like to see that given to ourselves, the best way to get it, of course, is to practice it with others. We see the perfect example in our Lord's treatment of the woman taken in adultery there in John 8. Says, "Look, lady, I don't condemn you, but don't do this anymore." Notice the call to conversion, "Don't do this anymore," but also the compassion, "I don't condemn you." There we see the true quality of mercy. St. Augustine said you had misera meets misericordia, misery meets mercy. And that quality, that virtue, is something that comes through all the parables. Every one of us is stung when we read the ungrateful servant who got half his debts forgiven and then turns around and won't forgive a fraction of the same to other people, treated very badly in Holy Scripture. Mercy is not for weaklings. The mercy of God is something we all have to appreciate. That's why in the beginning of almost every Mass, we say the same thing over. It's the best way to start. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Because we need God's mercy, and we should appreciate it. We'll appreciate it better if we begin to practice consistently mercy toward our brothers and sisters who are around us.